The focus of the third perek and the first half of the fourth perek of Sukkah are the Araminim, the four species which one is obligated to shake every day of Sukkot. Outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, the obligation is Midoraisa only on the first day. And on the rest of the days, it is Midrabonon as a commemoration of the fact that in the Beis HaMikdosh, it was Midoraisa for all 7 days. Now the first three Mishnayos of the Perek discussed various invalidations of the Lulav, Hadas, and Arava. And there are two main categories of invalidation. Number one is choser, if a particular part of the araminim is missing. And the second invalidation is one of hodar, if it is not beautiful. And at least according to the first three Mishnayos, the requirement of hodar, that it has to be beautiful, although it is only written in the Torah, regarding the esrog, it applies to all of the araminim as well. They are all compared to the esrog. We'll see in our Mishnah, this is not agreed upon by everybody. The question of our Mishnah is how many of each of the four minim, of the four species, does one have to take in order to fulfill his obligation? Rabbi Yishmael says, Shalesha Hadasim, three Hadasim are required. The Torah calls Hadasim Anatz Eitz Ovos. It uses three words to describe the Hadasim, and we learn from there that one has to take three of them in order to fulfill his obligation. Shtei Arovos. He also needs two Arovos branches. The Torah calls them Arve Nachal. Arovos of the stream, but it uses the word arve, which is the plural, which implies that there are at least two of them. Lulav echod, only one lulav is needed, even though the Torah says kapos tamarim, palm branches, in the plural. Nevertheless, in the Torah it is spelt not kapos, with a vov, which would be plural, but it is spelt without a vov. It's spelt in the singular. And so we learn from there that you only need one lulav and not two. And finally, ve'esrog echad, and only one esrog is needed. The Torah says it in the singular. So altogether, that's three adasim, two aravos, one lulav, and one esrog, exactly like we do nowadays. Now, we learned in Mishnah Beis that a hadas where the stem, the tip of the stem has been chopped off, is invalid. Now, interestingly, over here, Rabbi Yishmael says, afilu shnayim ktumim, even if two out of three of the hadasim are chopped off at the top, ve'echad enokotum, if one of them is not chopped off, then it is still valid. Now, at first glance, this doesn't make much sense. If when it's chopped off, it's invalid, so it's as if he only has one hadas now. But Rabbi Yishmael says you need three of them. So the Gemara explains that originally Rabbi Yishmael said the one requires three hadasim. Later on, he changed his mind, he learned differently, and he said that only one hadas is necessary. However, he did not change and say that all of a sudden you only need one hadas. He still ruled that you should take three hadasim in order to sort of increase and beautify the mitzvah. However, since the main part of the mitzvah is only the one hadas, it is enough that only one of them not be cut off at the top. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Tarfon says, Afilu shaloshton ktumim, even if all three of them have been chopped off, because Rabbi Tarfon argues on Mishnah Beis, and he holds that the requirement of hodar, of it being beautiful, does not apply to the hadasim. We do not learn the hadasim from the esrog, and only by the esrog does the Torah say that it has to be beautiful. Now Rabbi Tarfon does hold that you need three of them, however. You need three hadasim, but they can all be chopped off at the top. Now according to Rabbi Akiva, we do learn the other minim from the esrog, so therefore they all do need to be hodar. And we also learn the other minim from the esrog in terms of something else, not just that they have to be hodar, but also in terms of the number of the minim which one needs. Just like by the esrog, one only needs one esrog, so too we learn the other minim from the esrog, and we learn that one only requires one of each of the abra minim. Rabbi Akiva says, Kashem shalulav echad ve'esrog echad, just like one only requires one lulav and one esrog, kach hadas echod v'arova echos, so too he requires only one hadas and one arova.